Greg Klein with Red Maryland. There's some elections going on in Maryland. He joins us in mere moments. 7 o'clock, WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Election in Virginia. Complete coverage Tuesday night on WMAL.
A Cumulus station.
News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by longroofing.com. In just hours, Virginia will have a new governor-elect.
I predict a sweep for the Republicans.
Ed Gillespie telling the Larry O'Connor Show he's feeling confident voters will come out to support him.
I see the momentum and the energy and the enthusiasm everywhere I go, and I go everywhere. And we have been on the road for days, and you can just feel it building.
Political scientist Quentin Kidd says for Gillespie to win,
Gillespie needs really strong votes out of Southside Virginia, rural Virginia. You know, that's the part of the state that really supported Trump, really supported Corey Stewart.
Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Gillespie today, of course, is facing Democrat Ralph Northam, who has the edge in most pre-election surveys. Polls close at 7 tonight. Stay with WMAL tonight for all the election results. It's also election day in some Maryland cities. Annapolis, Frederick, and College Park will be choosing mayors today. Gaithersburg Mayor Judd Ashman is running unopposed for re-election. As you head to the polls today, bring an umbrella. Rain's in the forecast, as Weather Channel meteorologist Mark Thibodeau.
The system doesn't really have the look of a big, heavy rainer because we don't really have a good connection from the Gulf of Mexico. That tends to favor lighter rains, but kind of showery, drizzly-type rains.
Our complete forecast is just ahead. Montgomery County Council members are set to take another vote today on raising the county's minimum wage to $15 an hour. Now, all council members agree on raising it, but the council is split on how quickly it should happen. Councilmember Mark Elrich is among those who want the minimum raised sooner rather than later.
I'd like an earlier year, but it would be, I think, foolish to, you know, kill a bill that has, you know, something different than what maybe we originally recommended if it means then that you wind up hurting people and defeating the whole purpose of what we were trying to do in the first place.
Montgomery County would become the first suburban jurisdiction in the country to implement a $15 an hour minimum wage. President Trump is in South Korea, and as he said, he will continue to push that country and other nations to pressure on North Korea.
The president will have a meeting with the president of China and the president of Russia. Of course, North Korea, among other things, will be first and foremost on that agenda.
Correspondent Jeff Zelamy. Lawyers for the retired doctor who's accused of attacking Kentucky Senator Rand Paul say the weekend fight had nothing to do with politics.
Neighbors tell the New York Times the dispute had more to do with long simmering tensions over their adjacent properties. A neighbor of 17 years, Rene Boucher, charged and tackled Paul as he stepped off his riding lawnmower, leaving the Kentucky senator with bruised lungs and 5 broken ribs. Senator Paul spoke Monday with Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, who wished him a speedy recovery.
Every day is a Maylock moment anyway.
Especially with an important vote looming on tax reform.
Anytime we have a senator on our side who's not there, it's potentially a challenge.
Boucher is charged with fourth-degree assault and is set to appear in court Thursday. Scott Carr, Washington.
Several cases of mumps have been reported now at Catholic University and Georgetown University. Last week, some cases of mumps were reported among students at American University. Officials say the cases all appear to be connected, but they're still investigating. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 23,548, the Nasdaq at 67.86. Sports, the Caps rally and beat the Coyotes in overtime. Monday Night Football, the Lions beat the Packers. NBA, the Wizards host Dallas tonight. And Max Scherzer and Steven Strasburg are both finalists for the National League Cy Young Award. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You can grab $1,000 4 times a day. Easy. The new 4K a day on WMAL. Your shot at big money every weekday. Details at WMAL.com and listen here. The new 4K a day on WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Tomorrow on ABC7's Good Morning Washington, moms who drink learn the warning signs when alcohol becomes more than a casual stress reliever. And we're live at the CMA Awards. Plus, you can win Shania Twain tickets. Watch tomorrow at 6 on ABC7's Good Morning Washington. Country music's biggest night with performances by
Luke Bryan,
Miranda Lambert,
Garth Brooks,
and more. Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood host.
Yay! The CMA Awards live.
Starting tomorrow night at 8 on ABC7.
Need garage door repair?
GarageDoorRepair.com. When it comes to expert tree service, there's no room for mistakes. Adirondack Tree Experts are the top-rated tree care and removal company in the D.C. metro area. Call 301-595-2827. Ask Adirondack about their November special.
705 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through town, 295 northbound side. After you pass the exit, that would take you on the Douglas Bridge, South Capitol Street. Crash reported. Again, 295 northbound before you get to the 11th Street Bridge. Suitland Parkway had been heavier than normal this morning. Earlier had the crash inbound near Alabama Avenue. A deer was struck. Now, to the Wilson Bridge. Your backup's near St. Barnabas Road. For the Virginia Beltway, two items to watch for. First, as you cross the Wilson Bridge into Virginia, interloop at Telegraph Road, crash reported. And then, north of the toll road, I'm looking at delays quickly forming here, had a report of a crash, interloop near the George Washington Parkway. George Washington Parkway coming southbound near 123. That's where we're stop and go approaching. And again, down near Memorial Circle. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little damp on this Tuesday. Rain starting to come in from the west. Rain will come in west to east as we go through this morning into the afternoon. Temperatures only in the upper 40s, not budging too much. As we head on through tonight, more showers around down to about 43 and a little better tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, 51. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 48 in Warrenton, 41 in Olney, 48 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Adirondack Tree Experts. Fox News pulls a pro-impeachment ad citing negative viewer reaction. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday, Election Day. Joining us at 7:15. We're going to speak with David Murtosko of the Daily Mail. He is in Seoul, South Korea, and he'll give us an update on President Trump's trip to Asia. At 7:35, it's Ronna Romney McDaniel. She's the RNC chairwoman. She'll discuss the Virginia's governor race. Also, Donna Brazile's book. We're going to talk about that with her. At 8:05, it's Phil Kirpin, president of American Commitment. And at 8:35, it's Larry Kudlow. I'm Mary Walter, and that's Vince Colonnade right there.
Well, good morning. The polls now open in Virginia and Maryland. Now, Maryland polls opening at 7 o'clock this morning. Yes, there are some elections going on in Maryland, and to find out more about what they are and who you should be considering, let's talk to Greg Klein. He's the co-founder of Red Maryland, a conservative blog. And Greg, good morning, and I'm looking at your website this morning. Your lead story is a picture of a dumpster on fire, and it says, the Maryland Democratic Party. Good morning, Greg. Are you there with us? I know he's there somewhere. Try again.
Can you hear me?
Yes, there I can you hear are. You now. Perfect. Welcome, Greg.
Sorry about that. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
That's good to have you. So I want to jump into some of these races that are going on in Maryland that people need to consider. Annapolis, let's start there. They're going to decide whether or not they want to reelect Mike Pantelides, the Republican there. He's facing Gavin Buckley. And Gavin, I don't know, this is kind of compelling. If you're a voter, Gavin has promised voters a Ferris wheel in Annapolis, which is like, you know, I'm going to give you a pony. Oh, interesting. I might actually be for this. Tell us about this.
Well, you know, Annapolis is a very old city, and historical preservation is kind of a fair. He mentioned in a political podcast a Ferris wheel, kind of like the Eye of London or something like that, into the city's dock area to help revitalize that. Of course, that city dock goes back to colonial times. A lot of people were taken aback by that. The host of the podcast thought it was a joke, but he kept going back to it, and the Pantelides campaign jumped on that and did a mailer and did a satirical video. A lot of people were taken aback. You know, the reality is that Mike Pantelides is a Republican. He won by about 54 votes 4 years ago in a city that's about 8-9-1 Democrat to Republican. The Democrats this time nominated a guy. Oh. Defeated a long state senator, and has some really pie in the sky kind of ideas, and it's best represented by this idea of putting a Ferris wheel down on the city docks.
So yeah.
It's going to be a very interesting election.
Well, Greg, one, see if you can't move closer to a window or something. We lost a little bit of your reception there. The other is I'm looking, you know, just thinking about the Ferris wheel thing. I mean, National Harbor has one, as we know, as you drive over the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. You can see it there at night and during the day, for that matter. That Ferris wheel costs like $15 a pop to get on. Like, this is not, I don't see how it's a quick money-making endeavor.
No, it's not going to make any money, and it's going to be a real hole and a real eyesore in the city as well. So, you know, Buckley's tried to walk away and say it was a joke, but it's not the only bad idea that he's had. So we'll see how citizens of Annapolis react to that.
Right. Now, let's go to College Park then, where you've got the mayor there. And College Park, there's a race for mayor. Patrick Wojahn is being challenged by three candidates. College Park, of course, most recently in the news, and we've discussed it, for coming up with this idea that they were going to let non-citizens vote. Turns out they weren't allowed to even do that. So is that playing a factor in the elections in College Park this time around?
Well, it's definitely coming up. I mean, look, this was a town that was called the dumbest city in America. You know, they had a vote to allow non-citizens to participate in their elections. They thought they had won. Then someone reminded them, oh, yeah, by the way, you passed a couple months ago, you passed a change that you had to have a supermajority to change your charter. So it didn't happen. It's definitely an issue. These are not heavily partisan elections, but it'll be interesting to see if voters remember that when they go to the polls.
So these are mostly mayoral elections that we're seeing across Maryland as well as council members. How much of a bellwether is this for Governor Hogan?
Well, I tell you, 4 years ago, Republicans won both in Frederick and in Annapolis, in cities that are heavily Democratic. The state Republican Party put a lot of efforts into those and won. And it was seen as kind of, you know, the Maryland Republican Party coming back and showing they could win. I don't know how much of a harbinger it is this time, but definitely it's something that the Democratic Party in Maryland, which is having a tough time breaking through against Governor Hogan, who remains very popular, they'll certainly try to make as much hay out of it as they can.
Well, I want to ask you about some of the national political conversation and how it affects Maryland. Tax reform being debated right now in the House of Representatives. We're finding out a lot of the details, and it seems like the whole thing just gets hairier by the day. But state and local tax deductions disappearing for the most part. How is that affecting Maryland and your view as a Republican in Maryland?
Well, I'll tell you, look, we have very high state and local taxes here in Maryland, and if you get rid of that deduction, it's definitely going to negatively affect a lot of taxpayers in the state. The fact is that states with high state and local taxes, like New York, like Maryland, the current federal tax code has kind of gotten folks around the country to subsidize our high state and local taxes, and, you know, we're going to end up paying more if it goes away, so it makes it complicated for Republicans. Of course, we only have one Republican member of Congress from Maryland, Andy Harris, but it makes the politics a little difficult for Republicans just to kind of get behind this on a state level. The reality is this is all caused by Democrats who've run the state here in Maryland for decades, who kept raising taxes, particularly under the past administration.
So it sounds like, it kind of sounds like based on what you're saying, and you mentioned that the other states are subsidizing Maryland, which is the language the Trump administration's been using. Is it your view that this is a positive thing? Are you supportive of state and local tax deductions going away?
I understand the concept. I think it's a good concept, but my taxes are going to go up, so I'm not sure even conservative Republican voters in Maryland are going to be that magnanimous if it ends up resulting in them paying more. That's the difficulty in the politics of this.
Right. How does it affect Larry Hogan?
I think Larry Hogan's been able to kind of, you know, he hasn't been in favor of this. He's distanced himself from some of the things that have gone on in Washington. I think he's been able largely to inculcate himself from some of these things. So I don't know that it will end up having an effect other than, you know, what effect it might have on a national mood or something like that. I think the effect will be negligible if it ends up passing, which, you know, is far from certain.
I just wanted to quickly just touch on voting along party lines. When I look at some of these smaller, we say smaller elections, town elections, mayoral elections, for sitting on seats in different towns, they tend to break down along party lines as opposed to state elections. Do you believe that's going to happen this time?
Well, actually, in Frederick and Annapolis, they're heavily Democratic cities, and you've got Republican mayors. So there has been an ability to buck that trend. The reality is that turnout is so low in these elections that it does kind of buck the trend of straight party line voting. Whether that's enough for these guys to win or not, we're so heavily Democratic, we'll see. But it definitely does buck that trend. It doesn't follow it exclusively. That's been the trend in the past, and I know the state Republican parties put a lot of effort into these races and hired some staff and did some things that they haven't done in the past because they believe it can change. So we'll just have to see what the results show.
All right, Greg Klein from Red Maryland, thanks so much for giving us a curtain raiser on the day. The poll's just opening a few minutes ago. Appreciate that, sir.
Thanks for having me.
And 8 p.m. tonight is when the polls close, so that's the time. From 7 to 8 today, so if you're going to go vote, do it within that window. 7:15 now, WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's get you to the polls safely, and let's do that coming in on the Greenway and Toll Road. Easy, no problems through Herndon and Reston. 66 had the accident activity. Had a long time on the shoulder, but that was giving us a little extra pressure past Manassas, approaching Business 234. You'll see that activity on the shoulder. Now, on the Beltway, coming out of Maryland, across the Woodrow Wilson Bridge toward Telegraph Road, we had one stalled. Looks like travel lane's now open. George Washington Parkway to stop truck southbound near 123. It had been along the right side. Get a little break, and then from the overlooks, you're off and on delays heading around toward Memorial Circle. So we're watching that closely. It doesn't look quite normal there around that circle area. So use caution, please. Let's go 270 southbound as you make your trip through Urbana. That's okay. It's once you approach 109, Hyattstown slow, and then Clarksburg most of the way into Rockville. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, rain developing this morning. Occasional rain this afternoon, a high of 47 degrees. Tonight, rain showers in the evening, becoming more intermittent overnight, a low of 43 degrees. Tomorrow, cloudy skies, a high of 51. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 47, 717 on WMAL.
Joining us now is David Martosko. He is with the Daily Mail. He's in Seoul, South Korea. Dave, welcome. Good morning to Mornings on the Mall. David, hi.
And by the way, it's already tonight in South Korea, so here the polls have closed, apparently.
Yes.
That's right.
I've taken my magic time machine to the future, and it's like, what is it, like 9 o'clock at night here in Seoul.
It's got to wreak havoc on your sleep schedule. Wanted to talk to you about the coverage of the president's trip to Asia here versus what you're seeing there. Here, you were seeing a lot of deceptive editing and the president's being made out to be, you know, the bull in the china shop, a rube, the hillbilly, unmannered. What is the trip? What is the coverage like there, though, of the president's trip?
Well, what I've seen so far from the Japanese and from the South Koreans is that in country, they tend to be pretty impressed with Trump. Just the phenomenon of Trump. They all want to get a piece of the whole celebrity Trump experience. I really don't see anybody here perceiving Trump as this disrespectful buffoon the way I've seen some of the media coverage back home. I mean, this whole thing yesterday about Trump apparently thinking Japanese car makers aren't producing cars inside the United States, and then the whole thing with him dumping the fish food in the koi pond. And, you know, it's all these things just get blown out of proportion. But here among the beat reporters and the people on the ground, it looks like almost every other presidential trip. It's august. It's solemn. You know, Trump seems to be doing and saying all the right things. He actually hasn't been coming off like a half-cocked crazy person. He's moderated his language about the North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. And he's done all the right things. So it's a whole different experience when you actually see it in person.
This morning, David, it was as people were still sleeping in the 3 o'clock hour here on the East Coast. We had this press briefing with President Trump and South Korean President Moon Jae-in together. What were your takeaways from that briefing this morning?
Well, I was in the room for it. And I think, you know, the weirdest thing that happened was when a reporter pressed President Trump about gun control. You know, we're here, 6,700 miles away from Washington. And now for the second day in a row, he's getting questions about guns instead of, you know, questions about foreign policy. So that was a little bit weird. Other than that, though, I think Trump has been coached pretty well in terms of not going overboard. We haven't heard him call Kim Jong-un Little Rocket Man. We haven't heard him threatening to totally destroy the country to the north the way he did in front of the United Nations not too long ago. You know, we've heard Trump talk, along with President Moon of South Korea, about bringing the North Koreans to the table. They've been talking about this like it's some sort of a regular, ordinary negotiating exercise of diplomacy, not, you know, kind of Trump waving the red, white, and blue cape at this, you know, raging bull to the North. It's been a whole different thing. He's been moderate in his language. He's clearly been coached well.
Yeah, the president was asked this morning whether or not he's, I believe, whether or not he's interested in or is actively directly negotiating with the North Koreans, right? What was his response to that?
Well, he basically said he doesn't want to talk about it, which is weird. I was literally sitting right behind Margaret Brennan, the reporter who asked that question. And I think it's a fair question because Trump has sent conflicting signals recently about whether he's willing to sit down with Kim Jong-un, you know, one-on-one. He told Cheryl Atkinson on the program Full Measure that aired on Sunday that it's something he'd consider doing. But not long ago, he told, you know, he's tweeting at Rex Tillerson, the Secretary of State, that it's a waste of time trying to negotiate with the North Koreans, and even sort of upbraided President Moon of South Korea on Twitter, saying that the North Koreans only understand one thing, you know, basically meaning stop talking to these guys and start threatening them. So he sent conflicting signals, but today he really didn't want to talk about it. He said several times, I'm just not going to go there.
You know, what do you get as his personal relationship with them? Do you really think that there is a genuine friendship or a mutual trust and like of each other with the leaders?
Well, certainly with Shinzo Abe of Japan, there's a definite bromance. I mean, these guys really genuinely like each other's company. They play golf together. They hang out. That's a very unusual relationship, almost the kind of relationship we're accustomed to seeing between American presidents and, like, British prime ministers. It's that close. Moon Jae-in, though, of South Korea, I think Trump is a little wary, a little cautious of him. You know, at the same time, he's trying to help the South Koreans stand up to the North Koreans. He's also trying to extract a lot of money out of them in terms of trade relationships and even trying to get them to put $1 billion on the table for this, you know, missile defense program that he wants to put in place. So I think there's a more of an adversarial relationship there. He's more, you know, he's a little bit cooler, maybe a little even lukewarm to the South Korean president. But the Japanese guy, man, Shinzo Abe, Trump just loves him, and he seems to love him back.
Well, I heard this morning in that briefing, as he was with Moon Jae-in, that the president kept alluding to how billions of dollars are going to come in from South Korea into the United States to help resolve that trade deficit as we send military supplies to South Korea. Did you get a sense of what the reception in the room for those types of comments was?
Well, I think Trump volunteered that. I mean, President Moon was asked, you know, about that and kind of hemmed and hawed a little bit. And Trump basically jumped right in and said, well, you know, of course they're going to spend billions of dollars. We don't really know what that's going to consist of, whether it'll be that fad system that he wants $1 billion for, or that now there's some talk about South Korea buying submarine technology as of this morning. We really don't know. I mean, they may be buying, you know, Boeing fighter jets for all we know. But whatever it is, I think there's clearly a concern on the Trump administration about righting the ship in terms of that trade deficit. Before that, the Korean-U.S. trade partnership went into place in 2012, our trade deficit stood at, you know, $13+ billion. Now it's pushing $27.7 billion. So there's a sense that trade agreement kind of sent things in the wrong direction. Well, and I don't really think Trump cares whether the trade imbalance is fixed by military hardware or by maybe you know, allowing more American cars to be sold in South Korea.
Yeah, he just wants
really
a resolution.
Where it comes from. He just wants to set that closer to zero so he can check it off and take credit for it.
David Martosko, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Have fun on your trip, and thank you for taking the time out. That's David Martosko from the Daily Mail in Seoul, South Korea. It is now 7:24 on WMA.
When your paycheck stops in retirement, will it stop you from having the lifestyle you want? Tune in to One-on-One Financial Radio with Mark Zamperini, Sunday mornings at 8 here on WMAL.
You know, Thompson Creek Window Company doesn't have great, phenomenal windows. They have really smart ways for you to save. Think about it. If you replace your old windows with new energy-efficient Thompson Creek windows, your home's not only going to be more comfortable, but you're going to save on heating bills. You don't have to turn the heat down to save money. You're actually going to save because your windows are more energy efficient, and you will save even more when you buy three windows and get one free with zero interest financing until 2019. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details. Their windows are built specifically for our climate and just for your home. They're built right here in their own local factory. They're installed professionally by their experts. Right now is the best time to replace your windows. You know, it's getting colder out, right? As it gets colder, feel your windows. If they feel cold on the inside, that means because the cold air is getting in, so you have to pay more for heat. Your windows feel cold? You got to pick up the phone and call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK now to take advantage of the November sale from Thompson Creek Window Company, or go to thompsoncreek.com. It's a sweet deal.
725 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the box, there's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, George Washington Parkway. We're talking about this heavy delay down toward Memorial Circle. New didn't look quite right. Crews say it's a truck that couldn't quite clear the overpass. So we have a stop truck southbound GW Parkway, blocks one of our lanes near the circle. Your delay is almost back continuous near 123. So if you are committing to that, you'll need to plan for the extra time. Now, on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, we've also been busy. If you're heading southbound and you need to get to the exit for BWI, the crash is just after that exit. Still watch for that activity. Northbound, you're rubbernecking a little bit through that stretch. For 270, most of the way from Clarksburg into Rockville with the stop and go. Heavy on the brakes topside, no surprises here. College Park and into Silver Spring. Better news, Virginia Beltway, Interloop, Telegraph Road, the incident quickly over to the shoulder, and you're looking good there. Update is now sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Now, to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances heading up, especially as we get into the second part of the morning and into the afternoon. Temperatures only in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 47, 726.
Autumn's in full swing and the leaves are everywhere. Have you cleaned out your gutters yet? It's a messy, dangerous job that's easy to put off, right? Hey, it's Chris Plant here for the LeafGuard gutter system, the only one-piece covered gutter system on the market today. It's perfectly engineered to let water in and keep leaves and debris out. And best of all, LeafGuard comes with a lifetime no-clog warranty. If they ever do clog, LeafGuard will unclog them for free. I've seen firsthand how LeafGuard works, and it's an amazing product. When you put it on your home, you'll never, ever have to climb a ladder to clean your gutters again. Right now, get a $99 installation and a 40-inch smart TV with your whole home gutter purchase. Set up your in-home estimate today, and they'll also throw in a $25 gas card with your free estimate. No purchase necessary. Call 703-291-3114. That's 703-291-3114. Or visit them online at BeldonDC.com. That's BeldonDC.com.
Want to know the secret to having enough money in retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here. A secure retirement starts with figuring out how much you'll need. Until you know that, you really have no idea how much you should be saving or where to invest. It's really quite simple, well, for me and my colleagues anyway, because we're financial planners. So let us figure it out for you. We'll consider your age and life expectancy, your spouse's too, and help you make realistic assumptions about your future spending needs, inflation rates, tax rates, and investment rates of return. We'll factor in outside income sources for you like pensions, Social Security, and inheritance, and also your attitude about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. It's your retirement, so make sure yours is everything you want it to be. Let us help you at Edelman Financial Services, just like we've helped thousands of people just like you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, member FINRA SIPC.
Chris Plant here. You've heard me rave about my dentist, Dr. Wayne Miles of Smiles by Miles. And now, due to your overwhelming response, he's extended this special offer. For the first 25 callers, Dr. Miles is offering a free exam and free x-rays so you can get your mouth back in great health. That's right, absolutely free. Find out what outstanding dental care is like and make up for years of dental neglect. All your dental problems can be fixed in just one or two visits while you relax through it all with sedation. Use sleep through the appointment with virtually no memory of it. Your health begins with a healthy mouth. So avoid emergencies, pain, and infection, and commit to looking and feeling great again. Call now and take advantage of this amazing offer for a free exam and free x-rays, regularly $375, and get your dental health back. You deserve it. Call Dr. Miles at 703-925-0800 or at smilesbymiles.com. That's MYLES.com.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, save $10 instantly on two Trikoonix premium quality wiper blades. Advance also offers free wiper blade installation with purchase on most vehicles at most locations. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. Visit AdvanceAutoParts.com for details. Valid now through November 29th.
You don't want to miss it. Ronna Romney McDaniel about to join Mornings on the Mall. Right now, time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Election in Virginia. Complete coverage Tuesday night on WMAL.
A Cumulus station.
News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. It's Election Day in Virginia as the nation watches the outcome of today's contest for governor. Republican Ed Gillespie predicting a victory over Democrat Ralph Northam. Political scientist Quentin Kidd says,
for a Northam win, what has to happen is really big turnout out of the four counties in Northern Virginia that make up the core of Northern Virginia: Arlington, Fairfax, Loudoun, and Prince William.
Kidd says if the vote total in those four counties surpasses 500,000, that'll be good for Ralph Northam. Early voting in Virginia surged way beyond the level of 4 years ago. David Poole with Virginia Public Access Project, not surprised.
There appears to be a long-term trend of more people voting absentee, particularly in Northern Virginia, where getting around the traffic situation makes it very difficult to move around.
180,000 Virginians have already cast an absentee ballot ahead of today's election. Stay with WMAL tonight for complete election results. Hundreds gathered last night in Sutherland Springs, Texas, for a candlelight vigil to remember those killed Sunday in that church shooting.
Pastors are waiting for you here in the front to talk with you, to pray with you, and to just be with you, to give you a hug.
People sang, they hugged, cried, and prayed while the reality of what happened sinks in and police investigate the shooter's motive. While federal and local agencies work to answer why, a community left asking how does it recover from such a tragedy? In Sutherland Springs, I'm Clayton Neville.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,548. The Nasdaq at 67.86. Sports sponsored by Staples. John Carlson scores in overtime as the Caps beat Arizona. The Lions end their three-game losing streak, beating Green Bay on Monday Night Football. The Wizards host Dallas tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Staples helps you promote your business with print materials like presentations, brochures, postcards, and promotional products designed to impress clients. And now save 20% off print and marketing services orders of $50 or more. Staples, it's pro time. Exclusions apply. Ends 12/2/17.
Ever open a kitchen cabinet and your pans fall out on the floor? Or reach for spices in the back and everything falls out? And if you're nervous about entertaining for the holidays because your countertops are in such sad shape, we can help. Whether your kitchen needs a little spruce up or a major remodel, experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters can help. Check out our website, CabinetDiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, both big and small, including kitchens, baths, wet bars, entertainment centers, and more. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia for a free consultation with an experienced designer who will get you started. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Larry O'Connor here to tell you about a great opportunity that my friends Debbie and Sarah Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams just told me about. Imagine owning or investing in your very own weekend getaway destination with sunshine, relaxation, water recreation, and spectacular views nestled along the Potomac River. Welcome to Colonial Beach Luxury Condominium Living at its best. Conveniently located on the boardwalk in the quaint golf cart community of Colonial Beach, Colonial Beach Luxury Condos have the latest nicest amenities you expect. This can be your very own getaway. Plus, the investment potential can be endless, such as Airbnb, a vacation rental, tax benefits, as well as a solid long-term investment. This is what you've been waiting for. Colonial Beach Luxury Waterfront Condo Living. There's a limited number of units available, so call the Reynolds team today. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or go to colonialbeachluxury.com. That's colonialbeachluxury.com.
This is Larry Michael, the voice of the Washington Redskins, here to talk to you about Innovation Health, the official health insurance company of the Washington Redskins. With a hand-picked, preferred network of doctors, Innovation Health offers lower-cost, high-quality care you can feel good about. To learn more, visit yourhealthaboveall.com. That's yourhealthaboveall.com. Health insurance plans are offered or underwritten by Innovation Health Insurance Company and Innovation Health Plan, Inc.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnais, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
George Washington Parkway, avoid if you can. Now here's the story. If you're coming southbound GW Parkway, right as you come off the Beltway, you're cruising along. But once you get to 123, that's where the lineup begins. 123 on the GW Parkway, past the Key Bridge, past the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge to Memorial Circle, where we have an overheight truck blocks the right lane. So frustrating. Now, northbound side of the GW are okay. Let's get you around the Beltway now. Interloop through Annandale, Volume, Toll Road to the Legion Bridge, topside through Silver Spring, and to the Wilson Bridge back near St. Barnabas Road. Now, those are our slowest stretches. A brief delay interloop in Bethesda. 50 through Chevrolet still. Stop and go to head on to DC 295 and inbound New York Avenue. Earlier accidents that we had on the ramp there. You should find all your travel lanes now open. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Rain chances going up as the rain comes on in. We'll continue to see temperatures stay on the cool side as we'll probably stay in the upper 40s all day. Best chance of rain as we go through the morning and into the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigman, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 47 in Springfield, 44 in Greenbelt, 47 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
630. Well, good morning. Coming up at 8:05 this morning, Phil Kirpin breaks down the latest in the Menendez trial. If that thing goes to jury. And at 8:35, we'll be joined by Larry Kudlow of CNBC and WMAL. Man wants to talk about tax reform with us. We'll give him the chance. 7:37 now. Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter.
And joining us right now, Ronna Romney McDaniel. She is the RNC chairwoman. Ronna, good morning and welcome back to Morning Sun. I'm also glad to have you.
Always great to be here. Thanks for having me.
This race for governor is being watched all over the country. But what some people may not realize, it's raining here. How does the rain affect the turnout for this election?
Ooh. It depends. I'm in D.C., so it's not raining here. So it always depends. You know, those motivated voters who care about their candidates are going to get out regardless of a little rain. Virginians are tough.
Well, sometimes you hear that the rain does affect it. I know the Democrats are looking at this as a bellwether of national politics, this Virginia governor's race. Yet Virginia has a history of electing someone of the opposite party than the one that's currently sitting in the White House. Do you think that's going to happen again this time?
I certainly hope so. Ed Gillespie has run a race about the Commonwealth of Virginia, about bringing jobs to Virginia, about improving wages and cutting taxes. So I hope that resonates and Virginia sticks with that historic trend of switching parties after one party's been in office for 8 years.
How have things changed in the last week, in your view, and what's the RNC up to that's changed?
Well, the RNC's been all over Virginia for several months. We've knocked over 3 million doors. I was in Fairfax County yesterday, actually, last night with a rally with the candidates Ed Gillespie, Jill Vogel, and John Adams. And then I knocked doors in Arlington, which was fun. I love knocking doors. But it's a tight race. Listen, Virginia's been tipping Democrat. Hillary Clinton won the state by 5 points. This is a state that's hard for Republicans to win, but I think Ed Gillespie has put forward a great campaign, and it's our best opportunity.
We talked to Ed Gillespie's campaign chair this week, and he said that on Friday their internals showed them crossing into positive territory for the first time. What do you have any sense of what the latest numbers are in terms of internal polling figures?
We have it very tight. It's going to depend on turnout. Virginia is unusual. You have very low absentee turnout. I think only 7% of the vote right now has come in based on our modeling in absentee. Just to give you a comparison, Michigan, the state I'm from, usually 30% of the vote has come in already in absentee. So Virginia really is an election day turnout state, and so it's going to depend heavily on who turns out today.
There's something interesting going on in national politics that's sort of related to what you work on, and also that's affecting the Virginia vote. Terry McAuliffe was on with MSNBC's Katie Turr yesterday, and what they were talking about how this Donna Brazile book may be actually affecting the Virginia race. I just want to play a little bit of audio for you here.
It's completely rigged. There are others saying that it's not rigged at all. This is completely just the way politics works, and people are making too big of a deal over it. The fact of the matter is that it's in the news. It's casting a negative spotlight on the Democratic Party. I mean, you have to have some concern about how that's going to play out in Virginia, correct?
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. Let's listen to Donna Brazile one more time.
Nobody cares.
This week.
Nobody cares listen. About what Donna Governor, Brazile Governor, has said in a book.
Okay, Governor so Terry McAuliffe saying nobody cares about this book, but the book is exposing that the DNC was completely slanted in favor of Hillary Clinton. What do you think?
Yeah, I think Terry McAuliffe's a little tone deaf when it comes to the revelations that Donna Brazile has just put forward. Listen, the Democrat Party had superdelegates that were stacked in favor of Hillary Clinton. They have a system that was broken. They were not transparent. It was very clear the members were unaware of the huge debt they were carrying or the deal that Desi Wasserman Schultz basically made with the Hillary Clinton campaign to let her run the national party before she was the nominee. There are a lot of things that the Democrat Party needs to look at. And obviously, I'm not the best person to talk about it as the RNC chair, but I do understand how I have to communicate with my members. We have safeguards in place. We have a budget committee. Many of the things that Donna Brazile has revealed are things that could not be done in our party. And I think Democrats should be saying, you need to fix the system. This is wrong, so it doesn't happen again.
What jumped out as a national committee chairwoman? What jumped out at you as the most brazen stuff that Donna said about her time at the DNC?
Well, two things that jumped out. One was the huge debt that Debbie Wasserman Schultz was carrying at the party level without letting the DNC members know. I could never do that as RNC chair. I meet with my budget committee every quarter, and I have to share with them our financials. And then the second, which I thought was just astounding, and I think it's the revelation that really surprised everyone, was they entered a joint fundraising agreement with the Hillary Clinton campaign. That's not unusual, to be candid. But the fact that the Hillary Clinton campaign in writing said, because we're going to lend you money or raise money into the DNC, we have control over who you hire as your comms director and how you spend your money, that basically gave the Clinton campaign full control of the DNC. And that is highly inappropriate. And the Democrats should be, Bernie Sanders people should be very upset about this deal and the lack of transparency that the DNC chair had with the members and the other candidates in the field.
But does that translate at all to the Virginia governor race? Do you think that there are people who are saying, "Boy, I was going to vote for Ralph Northam,
yes, but Terry
since this has come
right,
out,
nobody
yeah,
cares.
Now, yeah, I'm going to vote for Ed Gillespie now."
I don't think it translates as much at the state level. I think state politics are focused on who's going to govern our state well and who's going to be a leader for our state. I think more concerning for Ralph Northam in the Virginia race is the fact that he's flip-flopped on so many issues. He seems to be adjusting to the tides of every poll, and nobody knows who he is. He's certainly not shown real leadership when it came to that despicable ad that he didn't denounce, when it came to his stance on sanctuary cities, which he has changed multiple times. I mean, this is just a person who doesn't stand for anything. He wants to be governor, and that is going to be his biggest issue going into Election Day.
And Ed Gillespie kind of walking the line between distancing himself from President Trump but also embracing President Trump, you know, kind of walking that line. Is that going to work for him ultimately? Is that a good strategy?
Ed has embraced the administration. The president did a robocall for him yesterday, tweeted about it. You know, this has been a tough time for the president also. We've had two of the biggest mass shootings in our history. We've had hurricanes that have affected the people of Florida and Texas and the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico. So the president has been very busy. The vice president's been into Virginia. He's speaking with him. Everybody's supporting Ed Gillespie. We know that he's going to be the best person to govern the Commonwealth of Virginia. Right. And economically, you look at what Republican governors are doing across the country. There is a reason why states are electing Republicans.
Well, we'll see which way voters go today in Virginia. Ronna Romney McDaniel, thank you for joining us from the RNC today.
Thanks for having me.
All right, 7:44 now on WMAL.
Just in time for holiday gift buying, the Northern Virginia Christmas Market returns to the Dulles Expo Center this weekend. Over 200 exhibitors will feature the best American-made crafts, jewelry, fresh holiday decorations, one-of-a-kind Christmas gifts, apparel, tasty treats, and much, much more. Find that special gift for yourself or a loved one this weekend at the 24th Annual Northern Virginia Christmas Market, Friday and Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, 10 to 5 at the Dulles Expo Center. And for a dollar off admission, bring a canned food donation for the Capital Area Community Food Bank.
There's a reason that year after year, local home buyers and sellers choose a man named Frank Prindle. In fact, there are endless reasons to trust Frank. When you love what you do, it shows, and Frank's passion for real estate translates to results, real results for his clients. Consider this story of Peggy and Dave of Hyattsville. They were ready to sell, and they looked to Frank to get the job done. So true to form, Frank delivered them an offer in just 2 weeks for more than $96,000 over asking price. Wow. There's no risk to working with him. He will sell your home for a price and the deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it, guaranteed. Not only does Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran exclusively support Frank in D.C., Frank has been endorsed by Sean Hannity of the Fox News Channel. And now I'm proud to say that I trust Frank as well. So call the only agent that I would call if I were to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com.
Get your home ready for the holidays. Get your carpet and rugs a deep-down professional clean from someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid right now and get 20% off any in-plant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
It's 7:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Vince, we'll start with 295 where the incident's cleared. So if you're coming northbound, say passing the Suitland Parkway, you're in some unusual backups there. But before you get to the 11th Street Bridge, DDOT gives you the all clear. So happy to report that. On the Suitland Parkway inbound, very slow before Route 5 off and on to 295. Complicated from earlier near Alabama Avenue where a deer was struck. Baltimore, Washington Parkway southbound as you make the trip past the exit for the airport past 195. Still with crash. Cleanup slows in each direction. I have one more parkway for you. This one is not good. On the George Washington Parkway, please, if you can't avoid. They've been dealing with this overhyped truck here, southbound GW Parkway, right near Memorial Circle. They're now trying to get it backed up and tow it out of there. It's a mess. Delays from 123. So watch for Canal Road, MacArthur Boulevard, a lot of these areas to pick up some of the bailout traffic. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Little damp on this Tuesday. Rain starting to come in from the west. Rain will come in west to east as we go through this morning into the afternoon. Temperatures only in the upper 40s, so not budging too much. As we head on through tonight, more showers around down to about 43 and a little better tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, 51. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 47 degrees, 747 on WMAL. All right, over the Halloween time frame. There was a woman who was riding on her bicycle in Virginia, next to the president's motorcade. It rolled past her, President Trump, it was on its way back to the White House from Trump's Virginia Golf Club. And she decided that the way that she would handle the fact that the president was driving past her would be to raise her middle finger in the air in protest.
Oh, because that's very mature.
It was mature. Very, very mature. Mm-hmm. There was a Getty photographer who captured the moment, and then that photo went viral, of course. She said to the Huffington Post, her name's Julie Briskman. She's a Democrat. She said, quote, he was passing by. My blood just started to boil. I'm thinking DACA recipients are getting kicked out. He pulled ads for open enrollment in Obamacare. Only one third of Puerto Rico has power. I'm thinking he's at the damn golf course again. So I flipped off the motorcade a number of times. What does that mean, a number of times? The middle finger just keeps popping up and down? Anyway. See, she decided to give her employer, Akima LLC, a heads up about the image after it went viral. A day later, she was fired. She's been canned. She said her bosses told her that she'd violated the company's social media policy. It didn't just go viral. She made it her profile picture on Facebook and Twitter.
See, I think they fired her because she's stupid. Because, seriously, if you have an employee that's that dumb, it's because the picture is of her back. Someone took a picture of her, obviously, doing this. And it's just, if you wouldn't know better, it's just the picture of someone on a bicycle, a woman on a bicycle. She's got a white shirt on. And,
right.
And that's all you would see with the finger up in the air. That's all you would see. But no, dummy made it her profile picture on Facebook and on Twitter, and then it went viral, and she's like, ugh. And so she said, well, I'm going to come clean. I'm going to tell my employer, which I think was the right thing to do there. But, you know, you can't have, according to their company's social media policy, you cannot have lewd or obscene things in your social media. So they called flipping the president off obscene.
She's a 50-year-old cyclist, marketing professional, and mother of two. But she says she has no regrets about throwing that bird up in the air. Quote, in some ways, I'm doing better than ever, she said. Now jobless. I'm angry about where our country is right now. I am appalled. This was an opportunity for me to say something. So she got a profile picture out of it. And in 2017, that's the important thing, is what is your profile photo? And did you secure it in an interesting way?
Absolutely. And listen, on the upside, being such a liberal, at least she knows where to get all the freebies and all the handouts to live, right? She knows where to get her free food and her free clothing and her free roof over her head and everything else.
This is sort of, this is, you know, Mary, as I think about it, this is really our Tiananmen Square. This is just... This is standing in front of the tanks saying stop.
Even that guy didn't flip the bird. He just stood there holding his briefcase with his arms at his side. Even he didn't flip the bird.
No, this is so important. What a horrible authoritarian Trump is that everyone can actively say they hate him. And nobody ever suffers.
Well, she did.
She lost her job, yeah.
751 at WMAL.
You're fired.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. Eliminate distractions while you're driving. If you take your eyes off the road for just 2 seconds, it doubles your chances of crashing. Children and bicyclists can be quick crossing the road unexpectedly or emerging suddenly between two parked cars. Reduce your risk by not using your cell phone or eating while driving. Always keep your eyes on the road and two hands on the steering wheel. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
I'm a lover, a car lover that is, and I've always taken mine to Jiffy Lube for their signature service oil change. They pioneered the quick lube industry and reminder stickers, too. Now I even take my car to Jiffy Lube to replace my lights, wipers, and rotate my tires. Some stores even do brakes and spark plugs, and they follow manufacturer recommendations and maintain my vehicle's warranty. Plus, I can still just pull in without an appointment, and they're locally owned. My Jiffy Lube just gets better with age. Me too, just saying.
Republicans in Congress just released a new plan for tax reform. What's in it for you? Deductions for families? Doubled. So your first $24,000 of income is tax-free. Child tax credits? Increased. Tax returns? Simplified. Loopholes? Closed. So everybody pays their fair share. Small business taxes? Cut. Investment for new job creation? Boosted. And most important, America's middle class gets real tax cuts. Read the plan for yourself at passtaxreform.org. It's a simpler, fairer tax code with independent analysis showing more than $1,200 in tax cuts for a typical middle-class family. That means more money in your pocket. It's time to modernize our tax code, make American businesses more competitive, and help bring jobs back from overseas. So thank Congresswoman Barbara Comstock. She's fighting for the middle-class tax cuts working Americans need. Paid for by American Action Network.
Okay, 7:53, time to check in on that money. Let's go to Landon Dowdy at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Hey there, Vince. Good morning. Happy Tuesday to you. Well, on this off-year election day, futures are mixed, pointing to a mixed open on Wall Street. The Dow, the Nasdaq, and S&P 500 are each sitting at record highs. Crude oil is surging again this morning at a two-and-a-half-year high. Prices at the pump are sure to keep rising. 21st Century Fox has been holding talks to sell most of the company to Disney. Sources tell CNBC that the talks are not currently on. 21CF owns Fox TV and the movie company, but not the Fox News Channel. Microsoft releases its new Xbox One X today. The company calls it the world's most powerful gaming console. Weight Watcher shares today. It reported strong quarterly profit and said it's testing meal delivery services. Shares are up 11% right now on pre-market trading. And today marks the end of an era in aviation. The Boeing 747 passenger jet's last flight for a U.S. airline. After 47 years, United is retiring its last 747 after it flies from San Francisco to Honolulu. Not a bad place to end. I'm Landon Dowdy, CBC Business News, at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Some of Virginia's worst criminals had their rights restored because of Ralph Northam's risky policy. Northam supported the automatic restoration of rights for violent felons and sex offenders, making it easier for them to obtain firearms and serve on juries. One of these felons was a convicted child molester. John Bowen had his rights restored 2 months after being found with one of the largest child pornography collections in Virginia's history. 43 prosecutors, Republicans, Democrats, and independents opposed Ralph Northam's risky policy. Now, Virginia law enforcement is supporting Ed Gillespie for governor. Gillespie has been endorsed by 65 sheriffs, the Virginia Fraternal Order of Police, and the Virginia Police Benevolent Association. Virginia law enforcement knows that Ed Gillespie will get tough on crime and keep your family safe. Ed Gillespie for a safer, stronger Virginia.
I'm Ed Gillespie, candidate for governor, and I paid for and authorized this ad.
All right, drivers, it's 7:55. Now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Let's go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Get out on the highway. You know, Vince, we have been struggling. George Washington Parkway commuters, listen up if this is your trip coming off of the Beltway out of McLean. Delays from 123, and it is a solid lineup. Traffic had been stopped for a while, dealing with an overheight truck near Memorial Circle. So this delay from 123, quite extensive. It's going to take you a long time. Watch for bailout traffic coming in on 123 over the Chain Bridge, Canal Road, looking for options to get you through. Now, on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, been busy on our parkways. The crash reported in Laurel, northbound near 197. I'm seeing delays each direction. And then the southbound VW Parkway crash past 195. Still had some activity there. Update is sponsored by GEHA. Now, with GEHA, you get a health plan made for you. They've been proudly serving federal employees for more than 80 years. Find your health plan at GEHA.com/2018. And now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
A little damp on this Tuesday. Rain starting to come in from the west. Rain will come in west to east as we go through this morning into the afternoon. Temperatures only in the upper 40s, so not budging too much. As we head on through tonight, more showers around down to about 43. And a little better tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 51. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
47 degrees, 7:56.
Hi, this is attorney Mindy Fellenton with Fellenton Elder Law and Estate Planning Centers. Recently, I met with a family whose mom needed to live in a nursing home, and they learned that Medicare wouldn't cover the $14,000 a month bill. But with my knowledge and familiarity with these situations, I was able to help them get their mom's nursing home bill paid by Medicaid and help them keep their hard-earned money. And I can do the same for you. We're offering a free workshop to help you learn the facts regarding Medicaid eligibility. Chances are excellent that we can help you or your loved one become qualified for Medicaid and help you protect your savings. Call Fellenton Elder Law and Estate Planning Centers at 301-610-0055. Call 301-610-0055. Space is limited, so call now, 301-610-0055, or email us at info@fellentonlaw.com. That's FELINTON law.com.
I'd like to say a few words about my old pal, Tom. Tom was always dependable. If you needed to move a couch, call Tom. When tickets fell into my lap, Tom was my guy. Yeah, I miss him. And frankly, I blame myself. I mean, I was the one who told him he should be smarter about dating. I was the one who told him to call the professionals at It's Just Lunch. It's not like those internet deals, I told him. It's easy, and a real-life person matches you up with someone you'll dump your buddies for. How should I know he'd take my advice? But he did. He called It's Just Lunch, and now... Oh, well, it's all sorry, man. I've got plans. I love to, but got another date that night. So, yeah, nice work. It's Just Lunch. Thanks to you, it looks like I'll be resodding the yard myself next weekend.
At It's Just Lunch, they make dating fun and easy for busy singles. Take time out of your busy life and have some fun. Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
You may have heard about dental implants. They're the modern way to replace teeth without traditional dentures. If you need to replace a tooth, talk to your dentist about implants. But if you need many teeth replaced, or even all your teeth replaced, then you need what we call full mouth restoration. That's when you should call me.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health.
People come from all over the area to visit me and my expert team because we not only understand the pain and embarrassment of missing teeth, but because we have a reputation for excellence. We handle cases of all sizes, from single implants to full mouth restorations that are virtually indistinguishable from your natural teeth. No traveling to different doctors and offices. We make sure you never go even a day without a full set of teeth. Plus, with sedation dentistry, you can sleep comfortably through the whole visit. All our work comes with a solid guarantee. It's important to you. It's important to us.
If you need serious dental work, you'll need the serious, friendly team that can handle it. Call Cascades Dental of Sterling at 866-25-SLEEP or learn more at cascadesdental.com.
And here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
We'll have more updates for you on that shooting in Texas. We're finding out more and more. And also, on a lighter note, Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, Sean Combs has a new name because he doesn't have enough aliases.
And there's apparently somebody's got a beef with that. Also, in heavier news, Menendez's sentencing may be coming soon. It's going to jury. Phil Kirpin going to break it down.